In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Does anybody know anything about our saint today? I've not even mentioned his name except for in the collect. Do you know who the saint is? St. Vincent de Paul? No, a different St. Vincent. St. Vincent Ferrier. St. Vincent Ferrier. An amazing, amazing saint. An incredible saint of God, a man who was so full of the Holy Spirit that it was just evident in every activity they did. In fact, since a young man just like you young men, since he was your age, he was on fire for the love of God. Everything he did, he wanted to exemplify God's love to all. He threw himself into the study of the sacred scriptures. Everything that he was about was just about seeing God loved in his classmates, in those who was around. He devoted himself as best he knew how to prayer, and was so astute at sermons. When he turned 18 years old, he decided at this moment was his time where he could finally enter into studies for the priesthood, and threw himself completely into it, finishing his studies at the head of his class and very early, which back in those days, sorry, Fabian, it wasn't about the amount of time that you spent in the seminary. It was about mastering subjects. And so he mastered them very quickly and was soon, very soon, ordained to the priesthood. But he knew he wasn't ready yet. He didn't think he was ready yet, so he devoted himself for 3 years. 3 years to silence. In those 3 years of silence, not speaking to another soul, he just took the Bible with him. And taking the Bible with him, he sought to memorize it, to commit it to his soul. What does it say in the Psalms? It says in the 119th Psalm, that really long Psalm, or the 118th by the different numbering. What does St. David say? The Holy Psalmist says, "Thy word have I hidden in my heart. Your word, O God, have I hidden in my heart, so that I might not sin against you." As he says in another place in the Psalms, "I meditated upon your words day and night." And so he did, to where he could had such a facility, such a use of the Holy Scripture, just as he was able to use his own hands to manipulate objects, so too could he manipulate, have good facility with the Scriptures. So when he went to preach, he wasn't just one who was given the faculty to preach in his own diocese or in his own parish. But his bishop saw his great work with sinners and sent him out to the most difficult parts of the whole of Spain, the places where the faith was not known or loved. And there he converted, as it says, thousands upon thousands, even there within Spain, where he was one who was known at the time of the 1300s to have converted countless numbers of Jews to the faith. Countless number of heretics who were fighting against God and his church came to fight for God and his church. In fact, he was sent all over Europe to go. He went as far as England, Ireland, Scotland, France. He went all the way, all over Germany and everywhere in the known Western Europe, time again, tirelessly preaching for 21 years. He was led on the circuit all throughout, tens of thousands of souls coming back to God. Such was the fire of his love. And the word which God had given him was this. Jesus said, "When you go out to preach, make sure that everybody knows my judgment is at hand. My judgment is at hand. And today is the day of conversion." He preached about the beauty of purgatory. Today, within our world, we don't know much about purgatory, right? We don't think about purgatory. We don't want to imagine what purgatory is. But the fires of purgatory there, he preached them greatly, and also the fires of hell. And to hold on to God, and at least you'll make it there to purgatory, which is the sign of God's love for us. Because it is there that in the fires of purgatory, which burn and do inflict pain, but it's a fire of God's love that draws the soul to perfection. And therein we will find perfection. God's judgment is at hand. His mercy too is at hand. There's one moment where in the life of the saints, and this is something really for Deacon Marvin and I to prepare for, and one day, which we hope will be Deacon Steve to prepare for. He was known for his great sermons and his great missions like he had, far greater than what I preached this week. He was preaching a mission, and there was a particular nobleman there who was lost in his sins. And even though he brought about beautiful things in prayer and brought about all sorts of number of things that should move a heart to find God, this nobleman was unmoved. Nobleman was unmoved because St. Vincent Ferrier, before that sermon, he didn't pray. He didn't spend any time in prayer that day. Just went about his things and went to preach something he was well familiar with. So the man was unmoved. But the second time, he devoted himself to prayer the whole day before he went to preach that mission, preach that conference. And at that preaching in the same way, the man was moved to tears and converted his life. And at this, St. Vincent Ferrer realized something and came back to the next sermon talking about this particular conversion that was there. And he let everybody know that that first night, the reason why it did not touch your soul was because that was Father Vincent who was preaching. But the second night, it was Jesus Christ himself. And so it is. When we set forth to preach, when we set forth to teach, when we set forth to instruct, when we set forth to lead souls, even within our own families, to come to God, if we have not spent our time in prayer and sacrifice beforehand, that's the reason. That's the reason why they can't convert. Because the way is prepared not by formulated arguments or great speech or things that come well ordered in some sort of way. You and I cannot hope by our own human faculties to lead anybody to conversion. Only God can. Only if the Lord preach will it be done. And so if you're struggling with family members who won't convert, kids in your class who ridicule the faith, those who attack the priesthood, or anything within our church, and you can't seem to gather why it is that they won't do it, the question is, have we prayed for them? Have we prayed for this encounter that we're going to have? We know they're going to be there. Have we spent time on our knees? And if we've spent time depriving ourselves of the pleasures of this life, that God's pleasures may be visited upon this soul for conversion. If not so, just as we preached the other day, St. John Vianney said, don't think that you have done everything until you have done those things. St. Vincent Ferrer learned that through failures in his mission. And so too we can see the times in which we have failed to convert those and to be able to preach and to teach and to instruct convincingly those who we want to find the love of God. If we have not prayed, it's all for naught. The world doesn't need more Father Burnabys. Absolutely not. He doesn't need more Deacon Marvins. As good as he is, what does the world need? More of Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. St. Vincent Ferrer.